Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What do they say? The only thing better than Game 7 is Game 6. Tonight in St. Paul, there's a Game 6. The Minnesota Wild playing for their lives, trying to make this a one-game series. It's always kind of fun. Joining us now, Tom Chorsky. He's been through these before. Tom, you ever play in a Game 6 that you recall when you were down 3-2?
Oh, man. I've been thinking about the playoff runs and stuff that we had. I don't remember specifically being in that situation. I remember being, we went to Philly one time. We won the first 2 games down there and felt like we were on top of the world. We came home and they beat us twice. Now we were back to square and, you know, we ended up, it was the year we won the cup. So obviously we went on to win, but, you know, these kind of situations, they can happen and they get pretty interesting. And, you know, the fact that the Wild, you know, when you win a game too, then you come home and you have the momentum because you just won the last game. So that's kind of the interesting thing to me right now is, that the Wild they've persevered all year, but, and come back and they didn't lose 3 games in a row all year. So, I guess in some cases it's maybe not surprising that they bounce back, but, you know, I'd like to think they have the momentum winning the last game and playing at home tonight.
As I look at this total series, it looks to me like the Vegas Golden Knights have played one bad period defensively, and that was the first period of the last game. Other than that, they have given nothing. Is that an easy fix for them? Because they go, hey, we had one bad period. Other than that, we've done exactly what we wanted to do.
Yeah, I think that's probably how they're looking at it. And, yeah, it's not too difficult of a fix when you're a – you know, when you're kind of a well-oiled machine. And we had that in New Jersey. We had great goaltending. We had, you know, a really strong defensive core. Guys like Scott Stevens and Scott Niedermeyer. And then we had some toughness in Ken Danico. And, you know, and then the way we, our style of play. And we had some big checking lines and some just enough skill guys. So, you know, once you get this kind of deep in the playoffs and during the year you kind of find your identity too, which to me it seems like Las Vegas has that going on. You know, we've seen where maybe they didn't come out and have a great first period and then they have a great second period. Everyone thinks, well, the Wild had a terrible second period or their second periods aren't very good. But I think that Vegas does have the ability mentally and emotionally, psychologically, whatever, to kind of crank it up a notch, like, hey, boys, we were only in third gear. We got to get to fourth or fifth, and let's do it now. And they can come out and do that.
You know, obviously, you talk about Andre Fleury being maybe he is their superstar. Do they offensively, do they scare you much? Do they have enough dynamic players to scare you?
Well, I think it's just a team. You know, it's a team thing. It's having depth that can really do it to you. And goaltending, you know, when you got good goaltending, and right now we're seeing good goaltending from both teams. I mean, Cam Talbot's been really good too. So, you know, goaltending can be a bit of a difference maker as long as you've got enough firepower. So it's, you know, every night it's not maybe glaring, you know, noticeable things, but it's some of the little things that are getting it done each night. For the winning team.
How well coached is Vegas? Because, you know, a lot of times you think you know a team, but you really don't know them until you watch them in a playoff series.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're well coached. I've heard very good things about their coach, and he was pretty good in New Jersey, and he's been, I think, good in San Jose. I think it's the makeup of their team. They've put together a real powerhouse of some big guys that can skate and have skill. Their defense is pretty big and physical, but you know, you see them making some really good first passes, some long passes. So, you know, I said earlier, kind of a well-oiled machine. I think that's what Vegas is. But you know what? So are the Minnesota Wild. I think is as good of a team as we've seen in a long time, and have the makings of and it's why they're where they are right now. You know, coming back and making it a series. Good goaltending. Got some really good defensemen, both, you know, some skill guys. Maybe not quite as big and physical as Vegas, but and then they've got enough grit and enough skill up front. You know, Billy Guerin's added some pieces. You know, a guy like Bonino, who's got experience and Stanley Cup wins, and then, you know, you bring in Kaprizov, who let's not forget scored his first goal last game, which should be a bit of an igniter for him. And some of their offensive guys were on the score sheet last game. So their offense maybe is heating up a little bit. And like I said, they've got the momentum. Should be a great game tonight.
When they talk about great players got to be your great players and all those things. Can one goal from Kaprizov change him? Can that do it for him? Or it just looks like they're playing is so tight and so tough on him that you know, he's not getting a lot of time and space, obviously. But can something like that trigger it?
Sure. I mean, offensive guys, sometimes they, you know, when they haven't scored for a while, they start to focus on, if I can just get one, as soon as I get one, I'm going to be good. As soon as I score, the floodgates are going to open. Whatever their mindset is like that, and that's typically how they feel. and so do their teammates. You know, it can weigh on your teammates too when you've seen a guy score so much during the regular season, and then he's not scoring or he's not getting chances, and they're getting shut down. That's as much of the game as anything else, the mental side, and what are you thinking? What's your mindset with him getting that goal? And it was an impressive one. I think that helps them with their psyche a little bit, feeling like they're gonna be able to score maybe again tonight.
It is Zach Parise an X factor? What would you expect from him?
Well, you know, there's another thing. There's a guy, and I said don't count him out because he's going to come in, and he kind of has that knack in a long history of scoring big goals and got a lot of pride, and I'm sure he's you know, out to prove people wrong and show them that he can still play. Not to mention he wants to win a Stanley Cup, so he's as motivated as anyone on a lot of levels, and he went out and he found a way to get a goal, didn't he? And he did it in his typical fashion, pretty scrappy within 10 feet of the goal. And that's another, you know, that's a new element, new dynamic of, just a little bit of an input that the team gets when you put Zach Parise in there. He doesn't get around the rink maybe quite as much, you know, quite as fast as he used to. But, you know, the game isn't played at full speed, top speed, 100% of the time. So, you know, if he's 5 feet slower than he was before, that might not be that big of a deal. As long as he can get to the front of the net and beat to the side of the net, you know, that's where his skill set and his mindset really pays off. He's good around the net, and he's going to find loose pucks. And he knows as soon as if he gets a chance, he's going to probably going to bury it if he's that close with the puck on his stick.
Yeah, and those are scary players, aren't they? Because they know so much of what to do.
Right.
If you're an opponent.
Yeah, experience and wisdom and knowledge and all that stuff really plays a factor, you know, in Zach Parise's confidence level. It's not easy to sit out as much as he sat out, being the marquee player and you know, maybe a highly paid player, and a long history of being an important cog in the machine, but at the same token, he's able to come in and contribute. So, you know, I think we tip our hat to that.
For sure, and you know, it's kind of fun because he takes on a new—I don't want to say a new role, but certainly an appreciation. I think that all fans cheered when we scored that goal the other day because they all realized what he's been through.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's part of the process of an aging athlete. You know, I kind of thought, you know, maybe he could remember back when, you know, when he came in and started playing for the Devils, he probably took someone's spot, right?
And
if he remembers how that was, maybe he can have a little bit of appreciation that helps him deal with it. Like, hey, you know what? There was a day when I took someone's spot and they had to deal with it. Now I got to deal with it. But at the same time, I mean, he's just a diehard competitor, you know, day in and day out. He's a guy that was typically the hardest working player on the ice. I know I covered the Devils in 06 from a radio standpoint. I was on the radio team. And that was when he was just breaking into the league, and even then, as a rookie, or maybe a second year player, hardest working guy every night.
Yeah, for sure. And his work ethic was renowned, probably still is. But I mean, the off season work ethic with him, the guys that would train with him, you know, they say you couldn't outwork him, right? I mean, that's why he is where he is.
Yeah, when I would go watch Wild practices, he's oftentimes the first guy on the ice, and he would come out carrying the bucket of pucks, and he would do specific drills around the net to work on, you know, pulling a puck from below the goal line out on his forehand and then raising it up under the bar, because when you're in that close, the goalie's down low, there's no space, there's no way to score low, so you got to go high. And then he'd go to the other side of the net and he'd do a little drill, pull it out, now he'd be on his backhand and he'd do the same thing, and all in the spirit of, hey, this is where I make my living. I find loose pucks, I go to the front of the net, and I want to be. So he would do, you know, 25 pucks on each side before practice, and then he might stay after and work on something else. But he would specifically, kind of like a pro golfer, you know, who goes out and hits 150 balls or 550 balls, however many balls they hit, or wedges or drivers or whatever, and they work their game. He was a true pro, and is a true pro that way.
You know, we always talk about a pick to click in the playoffs. Do you have one person that looks like they could be that person based on what you've seen from the Wild?
On the Wild team?
Yeah, if you're going to say, here's the person, maybe it wouldn't be first one most people would think of, but that person that I think tonight could get them to, could win a game for them.
Well, you know, what comes to mind right off the bat is probably Eriksson Ek. You know, I think he's been a guy.
That's exactly what I was thinking, but I thought, I'm not a hockey guy, so.
You know, a guy who was a high draft pick, took him kind of a while to maybe find his stride and adjust to the NHL. Still not, you know, the prettiest hockey player, and he doesn't look like a first rounder like, you know, Connor McDavid or Jack Eichel or whoever you want to compare him to. Granted, he wasn't a number one pick overall, but he's a guy that plays 200 feet, you know, gets around the rink both ends. He's a bit of an agitator, and he's kind of found his way to becoming one of the better goal scorers. And again, there's not a lot of flash, but he kind of gets the job done, and at the same time, he's doing a lot of the dirty work too. So those are the kind of guys that when you're in the trenches and the going gets tough, and it's a physical, he's big enough and strong enough that he's a guy that could end up making a difference if that's what we're talking about in a tight game or an overtime game tonight.
And last, no matter who wins this series, Colorado's got to be a semi-heavy favorite rested in the way they've been playing, huh?
Yeah, they buried St. Louis in short order, and ton of skill, very, you know, just that they've been good all year. That's a team that the Wild have probably had a harder time against than Vegas. But Colorado has been kind of knocking on the door for a while. They've just got firepower and they've got some real skill on the back end as well. So yeah, they're going to be a formidable opponent for whoever they face.
Tom Chorsky with us on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. Tom, appreciate it very much. Last question, how's it going in St. Cloud?
Our season wrapped up, Maxie. We just missed getting the playoffs. I got excuses that I could make, but it went overall went pretty well. Once we finalized our roster, the guys locked in and they enjoyed, you know, the work that they put in and playing together, and the Norsemen took a step in the right direction, and so next year will be another step, and they'll be in the playoffs, and we'll be talking a little bit more about junior hockey up in St. Cloud.
That's all we ask, Tom. That's all we ask, that you do the best you can. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Maxie. We'll talk again.
You bet. Tom Chorsky, nice enough to join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.